back at it. Anthony Blinken, Secretary of State. John McCain called him dangerous, said he was unqualified, had no business being in the Department of State. And this president appoints him to be Secretary of State. You know, it's interesting that yesterday, had somebody point out to me, well, you know, Joe Biden's never been the decision maker, ever. He's always been a guy who voted for this. He's never been in charge of anything. He's always been riding behind somebody else. This is why this is such a disaster. He's never been in charge of anything, ever. And so Anthony Blinken back in front of lawmakers yesterday, this time the U.S. Senate, he actually showed up in person this time. Quite an accomplishment as opposed to just dialing it in on the Zoom line or the Skype line or whatever they call it. And he wasn't just getting grief from Republicans. No, sir. For example, Democrat Senator Tim Kaine, former candidate for vice president, among those on the left calling out the failures of Anthony Blinken and the failed withdrawal, the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. Listen.
The notion that General Milley said that nothing I or anyone else saw indicated a collapse of this army and this government in 11 days, I just don't think that's true. I know it wasn't the consensus opinion, and I know it wasn't the most likely possibility, but the possibility of a collapse was not 0%, and it wasn't 1%, and it probably wasn't 10%. It was probably, based on what we've been hearing in this committee, and others have too, that was always a fairly, it was a possibility that had to be grappled with. And I guess one of the questions that I'll get into over coming weeks is, if the administration really said nobody could see this coming, then that probably suggests that the contingency planning for something that was a real possibility wasn't all that it should have been.
To say it wasn't the most likely scenario, and that's exactly how it ended up, and it happened so easily, quite obviously, Senator Kaine, it was the most likely outcome based on the failed leadership in Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, Texas Senator Ted Cruz lit up Secretary Blinken for refusing to say how many American names were given. Remember how we gave American names and Afghan names given to the terrorist Taliban leaders? How many have not returned? Here's the answer to Ted Cruz.
We gave a manifest to the people at the checkpoint to demonstrate that those people were expected.
Roughly how many names were on the list you gave?
Doesn't matter because they all...
Dozens,
they,
hundreds, thousands. Give us some order of magnitude.
This happened in a handful of situations where... to
dozens?
Get through,
so is it your testimony it wasn't hundreds? I want to understand, did you give them thousands of names?
No, we did not.
Okay, hundreds?
Not going to put a number on it, but it was, again...
Why not? This is a hearing to discover how many names and how many of those individuals you gave the Taliban the name to had been targeted for torture or murder.
Senator, by definition, these were in limited instances with a bus or a group of people to get them through a checkpoint. They got through the checkpoint.
We don't know that. He doesn't know that. He's just talking to fill air for cover. He has no idea what he's talking about. Sad but true. Senator Rand Paul, who has called for an end of the war in Afghanistan for a decade. For a decade, he's called for an end of the war. But not this way. He also pounded on the stupidity of the administration, the collapse of the American military, and the disaster that the whole world witnessed. Listen.
But never in my worst nightmares could I have imagined that an administration would leave and leave $80 billion worth of weaponry to the Taliban. Dozens of planes and helicopters, thousands of armored carriers, hundreds of thousands of automatic weapons, and worst of all, 13 of our brave young men and women. Never in my worst nightmares did anyone or conceive of such a colossal incompetence. Abandoning Bagram Air Force Base will be remembered as one of the worst military decisions in our history. Holding no one accountable, having everyone circle the wagons and say, hey, we all agreed abandoning Bagram Air Force Base was a great idea. This is going to be remembered by the people. Holding no one accountable for letting the base go, it will be remembered.
Oh, it will be remembered. No question about that. Blinken then clearly admitted to giving $80 billion in military gear to the Taliban, which is what we left behind. Not just Bagram, but $80 billion worth of high-tech military gear, the best America has to offer. We left behind. We gave away. We supplied the terrorists with our weapons of war. Here it is.
So, I've got a number of questions. First of all, approximately, what is the dollar value of the equipment that's been left behind that now the Taliban controls? What's the dollar value of that?
Senator, I believe the equipment provided over the last 20, well, a little less than 20 years, 15 years, was about $80 billion. Of that equipment that remains, as you know, it was given some of the Afghan security forces, and of course, some of that is now in the hands of the Taliban.
What a damned embarrassment, isn't it? I mean, is it just not shocking to all of us that we have somebody so completely incompetent as Secretary of State? Of course, compared to the leadership he works with, maybe it's an upgrade. And it's not just Republicans, as you heard hammering on him. You heard Senator Kaine. Well, here's New Jersey Democrat Senator Bob Menendez, chairman of the committee, who knows a lot about being scandal-ridden, as he is himself. He was clearly disgusted by Anthony Blinken for his failure to do much of anything or answer any serious questions. Here it is.
Let me turn to the focus of today's hearing. Mr. Secretary, the execution of the U.S. withdrawal was clearly and fatally flawed. This committee expects to receive a full explanation of the administration's decisions on Afghanistan since coming into office last January. There has to be accountability.
But there was more from Menendez. He was particularly ticked off by the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, saying, "I'm too busy, I can't make it." Here it is.
Second, I'm very disappointed that Secretary Austin declined our request to testify today. A full accounting of the U.S. response to this crisis is not complete without the Pentagon, especially when it comes to understanding the complete collapse of the U.S.-trained and funded Afghan military. His decision not to appear before the committee will affect my personal judgment on Department of Defense nominees. I expect the Secretary will avail himself to the committee in the near future, and if he does not, I may consider the use of committee subpoena power to compel him and others over the course of these last 20 years to testify.
That says a lot. He'll subpoena the Secretary of Defense to appear before a U.S. Senate committee. Unbelievable. We'll be right back after this break. It's the Steve Gruber Show.